So what I want to talk about to continue our series of Mishpatim is Venasi Bam Chalos Saor. So we know that in general there's an Isser Klala, Losakal Cheresh, and then there are like these different ways of conceptualizing categories of more severe Klala. So what comes to mind? Let's just sort of like schematically diagram it out. Yeah, KD, go ahead. Right, so that's grievous, and then arguably what's even, I mean, this is sort of patterned on that, but yeah, Gavi, go ahead. Right, Birkas Hashem. So that's obviously, in some sense, the worst possible avera, because Es Hashem humigadev, and the din of Tliya seems to be an indication of that, right? So it's not kol aniskalim nitlin, but it's the subcategory of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, which is kovar b'chol haTorah kula, and in some sense tliya, really emerges more from ki kilalas elokim talui. So you can argue that at least lenin tliya, maybe primarily relates to Birkas Hashem. So that's 2 and 3, in addition to the elokim lo sekalel. That we're going to get to today, or Elohim lo sekalel, that's a machlokes, whether that's a possible fourth, a dayan. And then the fifth would be Nasi v'am chalo sa'or, right? So you have this constellation, I just want everybody to be, cognizant of it, of five isurim that relate to klala, pretty grievous, right? And just in general, because of the Birkas Hashem and Mekal Avi v'imo mos yumas. And there, just, KD, to pick up on your thread here for a second, right, it seems like the Chumras Havera is almost the point, because when you compare Makel Aviv Imo Mos Yumas, Kalel Aviv Imo Mos Yumas, what's the distinction? I mean, they're both clearly Misas Bezdin, they're both clearly very bad. But the Ramban writes about this, yeah, Gavi, go ahead.
So like Isa versus just Dibor.
Right. So again, there's a big chiddush about klala in general that Dibor would be treated so severely. I totally agree. But just in terms of the Nach, what am I driving at? In terms of the Chumras Havera, one of the ways of instantiating that is Tliya. Another way of instantiating that, particularly with respect to Aviv Imo, is what's the Onesh?
Misa.
Right, but which, right, but that's true of Maka Aviv Imo also.
If you acher Misa, is it even if you curse them after, isn't there a sugya about whether or not you curse? I don't remember exactly how you passed him, but if you curse them after that.
But just, even just me chayim, right? So what's the, what Misa's best and are we talking about? As opposed to Maka Aviv Imo.
Again, might be skewer.
Right, exactly. I wasn't planning it. I don't have this in the Bekoros, but maybe I'll just bring it up to show you. The Ramban is misyaches to this Nekuda, about what makes Klala, so egregious. So while I'm bringing this up, Gavi, what Svara would you say? Like, it's a little tamua. They're almost right next to each other. They're separated just by, one pasuk. If you go Nev Ishu Micharo v'nimtzav yado mos yumas.
Potentially, in a certain moment, you speak it, you're not trying to like leave a mark or not to like give it to them the same way.
What do you mean by that? Just you want to just elaborate?
That when you actually hit the parents, it can also be that something, in a certain sense, you're saying it to them. It's very outright, as opposed to, and it seems to be something which is not necessarily like public or something. But when you're cursing them in a certain sense, it's you're saying it behind their back in a certain way.
Okay, so let me show you the Ramban, right? Who notes this? And just can people see my screen? Is this working here? I just wanted to show you the Ramban. I didn't put it on the Makoros, but. So the Ramban says, "V'hechem mises mekala yoser mises hamak." And they shechira klal matzo yoser. Right, so he says, okay, maybe it's a question of like deterrence, and this thing is going to be more common. So we want to make sure that we take a harder stand. Then it's Shaksil Kasher Yichos Viskatsev Vikila Bemalko Uva Aviv Viimo Tamid Kol Hayom. I want to come back to that point, Bemalko. Okay, so that's a little bit of a technicality. Then the Ramban pivots. Right, the only way that you can be chayev mishum, you know, mikal aviv imo, is to employ shem Hashem. Vinei tzarech lanisho al cheto ba'aviv imo ve'al asher nasa shem elokav lefesha v'chet. Wow. Okay, so that is like a remarkable idea, that it really is a reflection of the Chumras Havera, where the Ramban thinks, because specifically, you know, it has this Ben Adam La'aviv imo component and Ben Adam L'makom, the integration of the Shem Hashem is exactly what makes this so problematic. And again, the Rambam and Mamrim really, you could say, echoes that point by talking about, you know, the idea of the Shutfus and, you know, Maka Aviv Imo, Mekala Aviv Imo. You can't have Hakah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the other dinim, you know, are really parallel, you know, in terms of Yiras Hashem and Birkas Hashem, you know, Kabedas Hashem Mehonecha, Kabedas Avicha Vesimecha. I mean, we'll get to these sugyas in short order, but that's a good Hakdama. So, if we take a look here, and I'm going to actually show you the Makoros that we had prepared, I think the sugya is a really fascinating one. Okay, so 1 second. I'll just figure out a way to get to the actual Makoros that I'm interested in. Yeah. Okay. So people are seeing that?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay, so... Right, so we have this. Elohim lo sekalel v'nasi v'amcha lo sa'or. So the question is, what is the first word in the pasuk? Is it a shem chol or is it a shem kodesh? So the targum is dayana. It's a shem chol dayanim. They're very important. So put them on a spectrum, right? You have birkas Hashem, mikalo aviv imo. We'll get to nasiv amcha, dayanim, and then everybody else. So sekalo cheresh. Rashi says, interestingly, harezo azhar le birkas Hashem veazhar le kilul azdayin. Based on the Gemara Sanhedrin, it actually is both at once. And that's something that we've spoken about extensively, and we'll get back to it, because next year when we learn Sanhedrin, you know, the point of, you know, channeling the Elohim into the Elohim, right? And the idea is, ki amishpat l'Elohim hu, and the Ramban's idea about the Dayanim being shluchei hamakom, it's a very powerful idea. The Mechilta comments on the Sefer Dikra, v'nasi v'amchalo sahar, b'nog minag amcha, ben nevad. Okay, so that's the outer boundary. But the Mechilta is already suggesting that Nasi here means a melech. And the Rambam has that in the Sefer Mitzvot. He's running me call on Nasi. V'amarov Nasi v'am chalos ha'or. V'zashem rotzalomer Nasi yisimeu akasuv al ha-melech asher lo ha-memshala asher amar asher Nasi yechta. We'll get there. That's in terms of what would normally be a korban chatas. There's a special sa'ir izim, which goes for the nasi, the melech. V'chachamim yisimu b'muchlat al rosh yeshiva shel shivim zakenim. So Ram says, and this is dindo raisa, that nasi, you know, b'chtosh b'chsav, always think it's a melech, but it could be extended to the rosh sanhedrin. V'dosh is alav u'kol gamken a nasi ma melech ki inim lav zeh hu shemasir shel kalil kol mi. So we're talking about people that are at the very top of the hierarchy of power in society. Whether it's, you know, general authority, political authority, o toris, so the Rambam says, encompasses two personalities with a clear tzad hashaveh. So what's the clear tzad hashaveh? It's the melech and the nasi, in the sense of the Rosh Sanhedrin, but what's the tzad hashaveh, Shabam?
Position's power.
Right, at the very top. So the mechayev, right. So what's the mechayev? Just in your own words, how might we formulate the mechayev?
Is it genuine? I kind of like to go to Gemara Kishon, which says that a melech can't be mochel as kavod, because there's a certain standard that needs to be established for people on such a level, in, not even necessarily for themselves, but in order for their position to be effective. Because once you lose that respect of their position, they no longer have the capabilities of performing the necessary acts.
Okay, beautifully formulated. And that's sort of what raises the question about Nasi, because that same Gemara, Melech Shemachal Kvodo Kvodo Machal, but what do we know?
Nasi Shemachal Kvodo Kvodo Machal.
Right. So that's like, this is very interesting, right? We're trying to figure out what the boundary points are. Melech, in a certain sense, is more obvious than the Rosh Sanhedrin. Eitan Berenholtz, just picking up where you left off yesterday, I want to take the Rambam in the Yada Chazaka. This is the last chapter of Hilchos Sanhedrin. Chavav Aleph, Kol Mekalel Dayan. Okay, so the Rambam is interpreting that as a shame chol, Elohim lo tekalel. Right, really interesting. You know, you could pile on the lavin. So there's a really interesting linkage point for the Rambam between Elohim lo sekalel, which applies to any dayan, and then he says v'chein im kilel hanasi. So Nachi, just in line with your very well formulated idea from a moment ago, you want to just come back to that. So what's the v'chein in the Rambam?
We may have thought that there is a difference, Rebbe was trying to say, but no, l'chein, it's coming from the same place and it has the same din.
Right, in other words, it's still separate shame lav, because you're talking about a person who's at a higher level, but maybe that's a difference of degree and not of kind, right? Like, that's not so much a qualitative distinction, because the reason that there's a separate shame isser on the dayan is also because of the unique role that he plays. Okay, so the chen in the Rambam is very fascinating. The chinuch, as one would expect, is within the fold. Shelo kalos hanasi shenamar benasi v'am chalosor va'afero shanasi zam melech v'amnam zelav kologam ken hanasi shebi Yisrael rosh sanhedrin gedola shenikra nasi gam ken l'fisha kavanas akasav azirenu al kol mishu rosh svar al Yisrael bein memshalos valchos bein memshalos hatar. It's like the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, almost word for word. Okay, so let's now go to the parallel sugya. We have Nasi v'am chalo sa'ar. So midaraisa, what we want to interrogate now is the asher nasi yechta. There's the karban hanasi. Okay, so KD, take it away. This is the other place that we have to sort of figure out. Is it the melech? Is it the Rosh Sanhedrin? Is it both? Could we maybe expand it from there?
אשר נעשי יחתה ועשה אחד מכל מצוות השם הלכה והשילות העשנה בשגגה והשם או הודה אליו חטאתו אשר חטא בה והביא את קורבנו לסיריזים זכר תמים.
So normally chatas always nekeva, he has a special korban chatas, siriizim zachar tamim. Okay, so this is the nasi. So the Gemara in Horios, ezo now nasi zemelech. So Tanu Rabbanu nasi, yachol nasi shevet, kenach shem namin adav. Right, that's in the Parshas HaMelech. So the Havamina is, Nachshon ben Aminadav, Elitzur ben Shteyur, Shlomiel ben Suri Shaddai, Eliav ben Chelon, Etanel ben Suar, Gamliel ben Pidatsur, take your pick. No, because it has to be the Melech, because what's the Yichus of the Melech? Asher nasi echta v'yasa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem elokav Asher lo se asena bishkaga v'ashem mi she'en al gabo ela Hashem elokav. What's the real story in this Gemara? The reason the separate karban chatas is because of what? Gavi, go ahead.
A direct linkage with Hashem. And
right. So maybe that's where the Rambam got this idea, right? The idea of, right, Svara she'en l'mala heimenu, right? He looks up at the sky and, you know, the only thing that he sees is a Kaddish Baruch Hu. There's no human, you know, figure that can be considered over him. So then the question is, okay, is that limited to, you know, what we call Shultonus, or could we extend it, let's say, to, you know, sort of, you know, Toranit? That was the question, right, that we had. Memshelas HaTorah, if you will. So the next line of the Gemara sort of gets at that point. So Ba'amidei Rebbe Me Reb Chiya. So Rebbe asks his Talmud Movak what he thought. Kigon Ani, right, he was Reb Yehuda Hanasi. So, you know, he was Memshelas HaTorah incarnate. So he said, Kigon Ani Ma'u Bisayir. Like, Liyatsir, we're living in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. So what would you say? So Amar Lai, Hare Tzarascha B'Bavel. No, because of the Reish Gulusa. So it doesn't seem like it's a fundamental issue, you know, had it not been for the Galus, and there was, you know, a unified Torah, you know, enterprise. So then, you know, you could imagine Asher Nasi Yechta, Mi Shein Agabo El Hashem Elokav. And it's really interesting. And it sounds like it's circumstantial. So the Rambam in Shkagos, Tesvav Vav, so he's going to give us what the parameters are. Okay, so Eitan Berenholtz, continue on. Ezer Nasi Amar B'Torah.
Shein Alav Rishus Mi'adam Yisrael Vein Olalo Yimena
So I'm fascinated by this point, right, in the Rambam, because you could have read the Gemara in Horios as suggesting, like I said, there's a technicality that now there's this balance of power between the Nasi and the Reish Galusa. But the Rambam's position seems to be that Le'inyan Shkagos, Le'inyan Karban Chatas, who has a special Karban Chatas? And now we're going to have to be mechalik between Nasi v'amcha lo sa'ar and Asher Nasi Yechta. Nasi v'amcha lo sa'ar, the Rambam in the Yad, the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos, the Sefer Achinuch in his wake, is absolutely clear that it's not just the Melech, but it's the Rosh Sanhedrin, because Ein L'mala Heimenu. The Gemara in Horios suggested that that should be the standard as well, Mishin Agabal Hashem Elokav. But what do you see here? That the Rambam giveth and he taketh. He gives us more because he thinks it could apply to many Melachim, as long as they don't answer to each other. One can't be kafuf to the other. Me'idach, how does he limit it? I'm sorry?
No.
No, right, I know what you're saying. No Rosh Sanhedrin, right. That seems to be the Peshat in the Rambam. And that's a fascinating chiluk, right? Because then you're going to have to start thinking, is the Mechayev really different? We understand when it comes to Klala, the point is, as we saw, that you're attacking, you know, a leading, I say leading, I don't mean in the sense of, you know, camp applications now, where they ask me to rank people's leadership skills. I'm not sure why that's a criterion to be like, you know, a counselor. It's a little exaggerated, but okay. But I'm talking about literally Ein L'mala Heimenu, and Nachi, I think you formulated it well, that to some extent it's a reflection of the institution per se. So in any event, you know, you want to know what the chiluk is between that and Shkagos. It's not obvious. So let's use the Minchas Chinuch as sort of a point of entry. So Minchas Chinuch says, Ein Ram Perk Chavav Misanhedrin, Rikesef Misha, the Ramam Lamed Zem, the Isim Asech Tahorios, Ezen Asi Zemelch Shenemar, Asa Achas Mikom Mitzvos Hashem Lokav, Asher Losi Asena Via Shem, Shein Al Gabi Vel Hashem Lokav, Adavka Hasim Dechsev, Amin Adavka Melech, Aval Hocha, when it comes to Nasi Vam Chalosar, Deloksiv, Lav Davka Luadin Rosh Sanhedrin. That was the Kesef Mishnah's formulation. Vine, any you do, I mean, Ole Dedavka, Rosh Sanhedrin, Amavura Hasam, Diesho Mim, Dafyan Aleph and Horios, that are about Nasi, Yachal Nasi Shevik, and Nachshon Melinadav, Tamalom Hashem Lokav, Ein Al Gabel Hashem Lokav, Muchach, to below Krav, you didn't have Xeris Akasov, by Shkagos, right, to below Krav, Bichal Nasi, Afilu Nasi Shevet, we would have included Nachshon Melinadav if it wasn't for the Xeris Akasov. The Xeris Akasov is only Shayach, says the Minchas Chinuch to Shkagos, Imken Khan, so by Nasi Yam Chalosar, Delok Siv, Afilu Nasi Shevet over Malav Hazeh. Wow. V'lam Akasav Rambam, Davka Rosh Sanhedrin, V'lashon Rav Mechaber al Mishu Rosh Svara al Yisrael bein Mishal Satora bein Mishal Smalchus Vada mitzad Svara Mishal Satora Nami Nikra Nasi Kimo Melech al Mikol Makom Mishal Smalchus Nasi Shevet Gankin Bichlal V'lam Lokasa Zeh Rama V'Avra Mechaber. So the Minchas Chinuch thinks that Davar Pashut, yet it's only in Shkagos that we limited to a Melech, and that's Xeris HaKasav. Mishin Agaba Ola Hashem Elokav by Nasi V'Am Chalosar, it should apply to a Nasi HaShevet as well. You won't be surprised here that I completely disagree. I think the Rambam is unmistakable in his formulation, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and in the Yad HaChazaka. I mean, you tell me why this is really, at best, a stretch. I think that's generous with respect to the Rambam Shita. Who does the Rambam say is subject to the Isser of Vinasi Vam Chalo Sa'ar? He couldn't be clearer. What's that? But he also gives a reason. You can't just say, oh, it's Lav Davka, ton of Ishir. Nachi, why can't I say it's ton of Ishir? That he's just, you know, he's giving you two representatives. But surely, you know, the Minchas Chinuch is right. We should be extending it to, you know, other figures as well. How do I know that that's certainly not what the Rambam had in mind? What did the Rambam say? Both. And the Sefer HaChinuch picked up on it. In particular in the Sefer HaMitzvos. What's the Mechayev? Why is there a separate Shem Lav of Nasi Vam Chalo Sa'ar? Why isn't it good enough to have Lo Sakal Lo Cheresh? Or Elohim Lo Sakal? Yeah, Gavi, go ahead.
It's those who have like the Shechin on top of
them. It's the ultimate authority figure. Who's Nachshon Ben Aminadav in charge? What power does he have exactly? So the Rambam in Chicago says, yeah, you know, in El Gabav Hashem El Kav, if the... You know, if he's not kafaf to anybody else, so you could have 10 malachim that would bring a series im zachar tamim. There's not, it's not like there can only be one, but they have to have real power, right? And, you know, so I don't think that Nachshon ben Aminadav or Nasi HaShevet was wielding any particular, you know, power that you could say that he wasn't kafaf to... You know, Moshe Rabbeinu, who, you know, Vayhi Rishon Melech, had the din of a Melech. So I'm very skeptical of this claim by the Minchas Chinuch. Though, I am interested in exploring one side, and that is for the Ramban. So let's first take a look at the Ramban's conceptualization of the Isser, V'nasi V'am Chalos Sa'ar, and then just, you know, make reference to the Ramban at the beginning of Parsha Shoftim, because I think that this is a very... A fascinating possibility. Okay, so the Ramban in Mishpatim. Nasi v'am chalo sa'ar. Any volunteers? Do the honors? Yeah, okay. Barinholtz?
I can do it, yeah. Hanasi al ha'am.
So he's elevated above the people. V'nasi is Nisa, right? V'u ha'melech.
V'hizir shalo yor...
So he seems to as an extension of right Elohim lo sekalel, just like you can't curse a Dayan who gave you the ruling you weren't looking for, so the Melech also has powers of Mishpat, right? Melech v'mishpat yamid aretz. So, okay, so that's the pshat. V'aldas rabbo seder v'gemara, Elohim lo sekalel isn't just a shame chol, but it's also Elohim lo sekalel, azar al birkas Hashem, afilu bikinoi. Okay? Right, interesting. Be malachim imlochu. It's the melech malchim amlachim, and then the earthly, you know, representative. You know, true. He's only a melech evyon. He's not the melech alyon, but you know that's the reality. Okay. V'hem amru gemara ki yichnas bichlal.
Elohim Hashem hanichbar v'ashofet asher yashab mushav Elohim baretz.
Right. So the ultimate shofet. Right, v'lonisparim yikanes bechal hanasi rosh sanhedrin gedola shenikra nasi v'gemara. But the Rambam is clear. Harav, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Rabbi Moshe Amar shehu bechal hazar azo.
Right, and he likes that. He, you know, who's to say the Rambam and the Ramban never agree? No, they agree sometimes. So v'chein yerli mashal Rabbi Yehuda nasi alatzagon ani mani b'sayer. Right, he asked about himself in that regard. V'im kein yomer lo sa'ar. Kol nasi ba'am shu rosh svara al kol Yisrael, bein shetia svara hahi b'mishal smachos Bein shetia mamshala satara, kidasi sanhedrin, yimala yona bisvara satara. So the Ramban comes around to the, he even embraces the Rambam's formulation. Wow. So I think that's a really fascinating idea. Okay. So the Minchas Chinuch wondered about, like, you know, Nachshon ben Aminadav. I'm very skeptical. I don't see that as in any way not kafuf to the, you know, national leadership structures. But I do have a question. So once the Ramban comes around, and he does, right, to this idea of Mala al Yona, I want to just be, you know, Mala al Shulchan Malachim. My Talmidim, they're Malachim. Nasivam Chalosar. The Ramban in the beginning of Parsha Shoftim. Okay, so let's stop, you know, sharing for a second, and let's just talk it out. We'll say the Ramban outside. So, right, there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, which establishes the basis for, like, a federalist system of a judiciary, right? Of course, you have the Sanhedrin, which is, you know, the Kimitzion Tetzei Torah, the Varnei Bishalayim, and then you have the Bezdin Shel Chav Gimel, which is Al Pesach Hazar, and then another Bezdin Shel Chav Gimel, Pesach Hazar. So there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tezayin, Shovtim Veshovtim Ten Lecha B'chol Sharecha, Sher Shem Lekach Nosein Lecha Li Shvatecha, V'shavtu Esa'am Mishpat Tzedek, Lishvatecha. So the Gemara says, Mitzal Shevet Ladona Shivto, that there is a concept of tribal judiciary. So the Ramban has an essay, the beginning of Shoftim, where he wonders, like, well, what does this mean? He says, well, if you know that any city which has 120 people and has all the requirements is going to have, you know, Bezdin, Shalash, and Mishalosh, and once you have Asher Hashem Lekach Nosein Lecha, you know, Lishvatecha, Bechol Sharecha, so there are going to be 25 Batei Din in Naphtali, I don't know, and 25 Batei Din in Zvulun. So the Ramban says, this is actually a reference to a new court. Mitzvah Hashevet Ladona Shivto is not only a reference to, let's say, you have Texarkana. Anybody ever been there? Texarkana? So it's on the border of Texas and Arkansas. Hence, Texarkana. So the Ramban says, in a city like Texarkana, you'd have to have a Bezdin for Texas and a Bezdin for Arkansas, even though it's one city. All right, so maybe that's a Chiddush. Then he says, no. It establishes a Bezdin Ha'elyon B'chol Shevet. And then the Ramban goes on to say that there are four prerogatives. So number one, they get the best dayanim from that shevet. It's qualitatively superior. Two is that they can impose their jurisdiction. So let's say, you know, mashlama davar doma, if there's a murder in Alabama. So murder is a state crime in all 50 states. Baruch Hashem. But if there's reason to believe that it's a hate crime, then it becomes, it will go to federal court, right? A federal hate crime. Let's say, you know, it's on a racial background. So, in parallel to that, right, so the Ramban says, so they can have what's called jurisdictional supererogatory jurisdiction. So basically, they're able to impose their jurisdiction, so even if you had a case that came up where there's a perfectly competent Bezdin Shalashim Vishalosh, the Bezdin Ha'elyon of that particular Shevet says, no, this is too important a case, we want to hear it. Very interesting. Me'idach, it sounds to me from the Ramban that the, like, you know, there's a mitzvah tzedek, tzedek tirdov, halochachar Bezdin Yafa, Rabbi Lazar Lelod, Rabbi Kiva Lebnei Brak, v'chule. So the Balei Din themselves can decide that they want to go to the Bezdin Ha'elyon of that Shevet. Right? They can sort of say, we're not going to go to the Bezdin Kavuna, so we're going to the Bezdin Ha'elyon of a Shevet. We want the best. Sounds that way. And now that you'll see where I'm going with this, the fourth is the most intriguing. So the fourth point that the Ramban makes is that the Bezdin Ha'elyon of the Shevet has the capacity to legislate. There's legislative powers within that Shevet. So, making this up, but let's say in Naphtali they feel that people aren't attending shul enough. So the Bezdin Ha'elyon of Shevet Naphtali can say any man who doesn't show up to Minyan is getting Makas Mardus. You know, he has to pay 50 Zehuvim. They can make takanos and gzeros as they see fit. Lushevet. Moreover, the Ramban, to the best of my knowledge, in no location, certainly not here, but nowhere indicates that those takanos are subject to judicial review of the Sanhedrin Agdola. Meaning, they're not kafuf. Now, obviously, if the Sanhedrin would make a takana for all of Klal Yisrael in the opposite direction, you know, the Bez Nahagadol of Naphtali or Zvulun or Yehuda wouldn't be able to countermand that. Right? It's not like they have authority over the Sanhedrin. But if the point is Ein al Gabav Ela Hashem Elokav, I think there's something to talk about. So my point is, once the Ramban has come around and say that it says that he thinks the Rambam is right, that it applies to a supreme political authority or a supreme Torah authority. Let's say you had somebody from Shevet Naphtali, an individual from Shevet Naphtali, who cursed somebody who was the Nasi of the Bez Din HaElyon in Shevet Naphtali. So he certainly violates Lo Sekal El Cheresh. He certainly violates Elohim Lo Sekalel. Does he violate Nasi V'Amcha Lo Sa'ar? So that, I think, is a really legitimate question. I think that's a much better question, to be honest, than Nachshon ben Aminadav, who has no discernible powers that I can tell. Right? Because this guy isn't just Stam Adayan, not that that's an insignificant title, but this guy, right, this Nasi, is a supreme halachic authority as far as this individual is concerned. He has total authority to make gzeros and takanos over this person's life. I wonder about that. Or do you say it's a little bit more formal than that? It's not rooted in practical power, but it's rooted in structural power. So the Bez Din HaElyon, meaning, you know, the Sanhedrin Agdola, Belishkas HaGazis, that's all that we're talking about. The Nasi of that particular Beis Din, because that has that kind of jurisdiction over all of Klal Yisrael. Now, again, I don't want to mix the Rambam and the Ramban too much, but given that they agree about this, somebody's going to bring me a raya, at least to my suggestion, from Shkagos. Or at least a point for consideration. Because what did the Rama go out of his way to say there? Nachi, go ahead.
It's only Malachim, even though it seemingly the Nasi, the Rosh Sanhedrin even, is the ultimate authoritarian, but yet he's not included in...
Right, so he's not in that geder in terms of for purposes of a korban chatas, maybe tzarech ian, what the chiluk is. Now that's maybe a separate shir. Why will be machalik between shkagos and, you know, Sanhedrin? But what am I interested in that passage in the Rambam? What did the Rambam go out of his way to tell us? Who's nichlal in asher nasi yechta? Can there only be one melech?
No, multiple.
Right, he says, you could go, Nasi for many different Shvatim, meaning, but they're really a Melech, nobody is on top of them. So I'm just raising this for your consideration. According to the Ramban, it's not like the Sanhedrin can come along, best of my knowledge, and countermand and say this Takana in Naphtali is illegitimate. Matter of fact, the whole idea of a court of appeals, in halacha is very ambiguous at best. I think it's a tshuva of Rav Kook. It's definitely Rav Kook. I think it's likely a tshuva. But when they were establishing the, you know, Israeli judiciary and they had a court of appeals, it was very upset. So we don't have any model in halacha for this idea of the court of appeals. Rav Bleich has a disagreement. He thinks that the Rambam actually does think that the Sanhedrin could be a court of appeals. But even if you say that, I don't think that, you know, there's any capacity, you know, some things are non-reviewable, like the takana of a shevet. Katie?
Can you say, like, what Moshe established in the Midbar for Mitra? That was kind of like a court of appeal system, no?
Well, that's sort of a suffix, right? Davar sheyiksha mikem takrivuni lai shmativ. But, right, you don't have there... Right, some Rishonim actually discuss that, so it's a good hayar on your part. But it's not like the Sarei Chamishim can countermand the verdicts of the Sarei Asaros. or the Sarei Meos, the Sarei Chamishim, the Sarei Alefim, the Sarei Meos. Okay, so I'm raising that for your consideration. So, either way, I think that's a much more plausible suggestion than Nachshon Ben Aminadav, even if in the end will be Machria, that it's only, you know, those that aren't just practically extremely powerful, but formally at the top of the pyramid. I wanted to conclude with a perspective of Sefer HaChinuch, who got the idea from the Rambam, to be sure, that what we're talking about is the Madrega HaElyona, Bedavka. But this is a very famous piece, and I think it's a great way of not just wrapping up this year, but going into Shabbos and having, you know, a very profound idea to think about. All right. Anybody want to do the honors? Mishal Rashi HaMitzvah, V'nasi V'amcha Lo Sa'or, classical piece in the Chinuch. Thinking about this a lot over the last year and a half or so. No volunteers? Okay. I'll volunteer myself. Mishal Rashi HaMitzvah. You can't really get people to agree. No doubt, sometimes the leader is going to have terrible ideas, but sometimes he'll have good ideas, and in any event, it's better than gridlock. The Sefer HaChinuch was not a checks and balances person. Right, echoes of Nachi, right? This is a very important that they should be able to discharge their duties, right? Whether it's spiritual leadership, right? And this is parallel to what we're discussing in Shia, right? In other words, you need both of these in society. Ayin drashos haran, right? The famous two-tiered structure of din, where you have, you know, din hamelach and din hashofet. The point is, we need spiritual leadership, and we need, right, you know, Kemach-type leadership, national security, the economy, etc., right? They just go b'chadamachta, they go hand in hand. So, raya davar v'chasher shalom nakel b'chvodo, that we can't risk denigrating these people, because their authority is inviolate for the healthy functioning of society. So you don't want to denigrate this person in any which way, because their authority is so vital for the healthy functioning of society. That's a very, very famous piece of Sefer HaChinuch. He was clearly a monarchist, like the Rambam. He thought that, you know, democracy, not that he names democracy, but, you know, the idea of trying to govern through consensus of the governed is a fool's errand. To the extent that Xi Jinping has any, you know, passage from the Sefer HaChinuch on his wall, I think this would be it. Democracy is inefficient, etc. But the point that he's making, I think, is actually transcendent. Because what he's really suggesting is that the mechayiv of Madrega HaElyona, of Nasi V'amcha Lo Sa'or, it is pursuant to not just the kavod of this individual, but in a certain sense on Adraba. What's he really saying? You would think, oh, you know, this person is Madrega HaElyona, in the Gabel V'Hashem Elokav, you know, he's a, you know, such an important figure, cloaked in enormous power, you know, it's a bizui in his kavod, and he has a touch of that. But for him, what's it really about? And again, the halacha, this might be an argument to incorporate, you know, the nasi of a shevet as well, arguably, but Gavi, go ahead.
He's linking us to Hashem. It's like the bridge.
Right, he's saying that this person is so important because you know, as he goes, we go, right? This is kind of an iteration of Libo Hulev Kol Akal, right? And if this person is going to be denigrated, so what you're going to get is anarchy and chaos and bittul. So his authority, it's not his authority qua his authority. It's his authority qua, you know, keeping a kind of, you know, a very safe structure to society as a whole. And that, I think, is like extremely consequential. It's about Mishen Galgabo Hashem Elokav, insofar as this person is providing absolutely vital leadership to society that could otherwise be totally dysfunctional. And dysfunction, if I could say, isn't just dysfunction, but can lead to, you know, extremely dangerous vacuums. Ilmale mora'a ish esre'ehu chayim bila'o. So he's paral b'shlom b'shlom malchus in that regard. In some sense, I would say it's an echo of Rabbeinu Yonah, the Mishnah there in Avos, of his paral b'shlom b'shlom malchus. So you're not really praying for the king, you're praying for society. I added in to the, we say, you know, the, we follow the Mishnah, which is a good thing. He's paral b'shlom b'shlom malchus on our shul. When, after I learned that Rabbeinu Yonah, I added three words, the Misha Berach. So, right, Lema'an Shalom B'Yosecha, that we're davening for them, so that everybody, the Chol Toshvei Medina Senu Lema'an Shalom B'Yosecha, that it should be good for everybody in our country, and it should be good for society as a whole. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. You're not really praying for the Tsar, the king, the president, you know, per se. It's, you should do a good job because society, you know, requires that. Oh. So, I'd like to suggest the following in conclusion. The one, like, I that I don't feel that I've dotted, or T that I don't feel that I've crossed, is now the chiluk between Shkagos and Hilchos Sanhedrin. Right? They're clearly in dialogue with each other. But why is Asher Nasi Yechta the Sayer Izim Zachar Tamim, why is that limited to the Nasi in the sense of the Melech and not the Rosh Sanhedrin? So I'd like to suggest the following. If what we understand is that these are actually part of a broader constellation, and they don't have to do with the Mamad of the Gavra, right, per se, but what they have to do with is their role in society, right? Ein al gabe v'lo Hashem elokav, and therefore they're drivers in society. So maybe we could suggest the following. When a melech has a private sin, so he's mechuyav to bring a specialized korban, soyer izim zachar tamim, we're very concerned about his spiritual welfare. But when it comes to the nasi, in the sense of being the Rosh Sanhedrin, he already has a separate korban that's reflective of his influence on society. What am I referring to? Which korban is the specialized korban that he brings if, in fact, you know, he's kind of, you know, failed his role in society? Not intentionally, but what do we call that? That is, by definition, the par helim davar shel tzibur. So in a certain sense, maybe it's a false negative. Yeah, Asher Nasi Yachta is limited to the Melech, or to many Melechim, assuming you're not kafav to each other. But, right, that's only because the Rosh Sanhedrin has a separate korban. And again, it's a little bit less about it being a personal korban than it is about, you know, the impact that it has on society. Right, that's the he'ara of the chinuch here, and I think there's a lot of truth in it. In which case, the parhelim davar shel tzibur, in some sense, will render, you know, the inclusion of the nasi, meaning the Rosh Sanhedrin, in Asher Nasi Yechta, Asari Yeriz Izim Zachar Tamim, it would not be necessary. Okay, is that point clear? Okay. Okay, guys.